Let's see. Movie score. National Film Score Day.
Now, this is the one I thought of.
Yeah.
Chariots of Fire is almost more famous for the score than it is for the movie.
All those guys running on the beach. Yeah, yeah. Vangelis.
One Best Picture, didn't it?
One Best Picture. It beat Reds and
You like Track? You like that movie?
No, man. I was seeing those old slow guys running on a beach. Big deal. What is that?
If they did a movie about sprinters, you'd be into it.
Yeah, something about Usain Bolt, and I'll watch
that. You know,
it's
about the first Jewish guy to win the 100 meters at the Olympics.
I'm just kidding. I like that kind of stuff.
No, it's good. It's good. You've never seen it?
Seen parts of it, but yeah, it was a good movie.
It's a really good picture.
Well, first of all, tell your Maria Sharapova story, and then I got a question for you. So we were on the red carpet working the ESPYs 1 year, and Maria came by. And she was great. She would give it as good as she gets it.
Wait a minute. Do you think our audience knows who Maria Sharapova is?
Oh, come on. Maria Sharapova?
I think most of them do.
Yeah, you better explain who she is.
Okay, she is a Russian tennis player who is super attractive.
Yes. Yeah, retired.
Once dated Sasha Vujacic.
Once was engaged to Sasha.
Is she the one married to Enrique Iglesias? No.
She's not married.
No, that's Anna Kournikova.
Oh, that's
Anna
Kournikova.
Yeah. But also Russian and also very attractive. But Maria was talking to Mason and I said, hey, Maria, do you own a house? And I mentioned the development where my house is, because I've heard that you do, and I own a house in there. She goes, I do. I love it. And I go, oh, that's awesome. My property value just went up. And she, without missing a beat, goes, and mine just went down.
That's a good
and
line.
I thought, you don't realize how well you just won yourself over with us.
She was great. She was great. By the way, live the day today, 4-pack of tickets to the Acura Grand Prix of Long Beach, which is next Friday. It is Southern California's 200-mile-an-hour beach party. If you've never seen it, you got to see it. It is unbelievable live.
All right,
and
so,
Ireland, it's your lie today. I'm assuming you haven't lied yet.
No, I have not. Okay, so we have a national epidemic that we need to solve.
All right.
And I used to think it just was in the NBA, but it's all over. Michael, at what point did referees, officials, umpires decide that these games are about them?
Yep.
I was so looking forward to that women's national championship game, and I've never said that. I mean, this year it
it was great.
Caitlin Clark was great.
It was because of her.
So they get to the championship game, mm-hmm. and they start calling fouls on everything. Like, you couldn't play 30 seconds without a foul. Then in college, if you get a technical, it also counts as a personal. Mm-hmm. They give Caitlin Clark a technical for flipping the ball at the referee without any malice at all. She just took it and threw it backwards.
Backwards on the baseline. No referee was around.
All right, and you and I have seen three instances this year where an NBA player has been ejected, not given a technical, ejected for doing nothing.
Yeah.
Basically,
mumbling under his breath, really.
Mace, what in the world is going on here?
Well, it happened today. Bergman and I were looking at it. It happened today with
Tim Anderson.
Tim Anderson of the White Sox.
Who is high energy, super.
Who started John with an umpire and he got jacked right away.
Well, did you see the JT Realmuto thing last week?
The weird thing in the exhibition game where JT Realmuto.
In an exhibition game.
Reached back and the guy was
getting. For the umpire normally, for a new ball.
And he wasn't doing it. And sometimes the umpire throws the ball directly back to the pitcher. JT Realmuto pulls his glove. Umpire drops the ball on the ground. Umpire's. Jack's JT Realmuto.
Yeah, when did this change? Because it seems to me that it's been within the last year that umpires are. It's like, Michael, they have it in their head. You can't show me up.
Right. Yep.
And no one cares if you get shown up.
Right.
Yeah. I think it's
you're
because,
there
yeah.
to manage the game.
Because so what if you're MFing the ump or the ref?
So what?
Ref.
So what?
All right. Well,
MF
no, I have a
back.
Theory on this.
Give him a warning. Give him a warning. MF
exactly.
Back. Like they used to do with us back in the 70s and 80s when I came into the league, when players used to say that stuff. And I was shocked. I was a fresh boy out of college, and I heard the some players go, you can't call that MFing call. What kind of MFing call is that?
Right.
And the umpire say, shut the bleep up or else, you know, whatever.
Mace, there was a game 2 weeks ago where Terrence Mann of the Clippers,
right.
Kawhi goes in to shoot a layup.
Okay.
And I think this was against Oklahoma City. Might have been against New Orleans. I can't remember. Kawhi goes in to shoot a layup, and he clearly gets hit on the arm.
Right.
But he makes the layup, and he runs back down the court, and Kawhi turns around. And, you know, Kawhi doesn't talk.
Right.
So he turns around, and he just shakes his head at the referee. Like, come on, man. The guy hit me on the arm. Just shakes his head and runs out. Referee tees up Kawhi. Okay.
I was just going there.
All right. So referee tees up Kawhi.
Yeah.
And Terrence Mann's behind Kawhi.
Right.
And he turns around and he goes, You can't give him a technical. He doesn't effing talk. And the ref, because he used the F word, gave him two technicals and threw Terrence Mann out.
Yeah.
Because he said, you can't give him a T. He doesn't effing talk.
We got to lighten up on the F. I'm with Michael. Yeah. We got to lighten up on the F word.
Okay.
I use it a lot. Yeah. Michael, you don't use it, but you're okay with it. Ireland, you don't really use it, but you're okay.
And to Michael's point, what would have been wrong with that official at that moment going, Terrence, don't use the F word around me. It's disrespectful. You do it again, I'm going to tee you up.
Right.
Instead, not only does he not warn him, Michael, he gave him two technicals and threw him out.
I blame the commissioners.
Scottie Barnes got thrown out of a game. The reigning NBA Rookie of the Year got thrown out of a game in Denver this year with 30 seconds left in a one-point game.
Right.
Scott Foster throws him out. Scottie Barnes has never even had a technical in his career.
Right.
And he throws him out because he disrespected the officials. Nobody cares if you get disrespected.
I blame the commissioners. Adam Silver, Rob Manfred of Major League Baseball, Roger Goodell, they got to understand that, especially if you're a fan that's sitting in the Dodger Stadium, Mace, tell me you don't get a kick out of seeing a player or a manager come out and get right in the face of
an umpire. Yeah, you know, it hardly ever happens anymore.
I know.
Because you go to the replay instead of going and John with the umpire. Yeah, but like back in the day,
Greg, look, see if you can find this. Earl Weaver ejected in the first thing. You're going to have to bleep it. Well, but Earl Weaver,
just bleep it on the spot.
No, Earl Weaver the day before had been ejected by the home plate umpire for arguing balls and strikes. So the next day, there's a close play. In the first inning, there's a close play at first base. And he comes out of the dugout and walks right up to the umpire, goes, "You're here just to F us." And the umpire goes, "Really, Earl?" He goes, "That's what you think." He goes, "You're here to F us." All right, but is it bleeped?
Yes, it is bleeped.
It is bleeped.
I checked it first.
All right, listen to this.
You run yourself, Earl.
I mean, that's great. Like Michael's
great.
Michael's great. There's all these old. You can find them on the internet. When in Michael's day, if you said to the ref, "That's an effing foul," the ref would go, "Shut up and play, you big baby."
Right.
Why can't we have that? Nobody at that game wants to see players get ejected.
Right.
I work for the Lakers. I don't want to see any Clippers get ejected tonight for arguing calls. It's not why anybody's there.
The commissioner's got to address the officials and say, "Listen, guys, stop being so thin-skinned and stop calling all these technical fouls." Adam Silver and Manfred, they won't reprimand the officials publicly and say, "Enough's enough."
Okay. Speaking of the F word, you actually put this on your page today.
I love this story.
The F word is used all the time on Succession.
Yeah, mostly by Brian Cox, but all the kids use it too.
Yes, they all use it. And the argument is, does Succession use the F word better than any show in history?
I would argue yes, with the possible exception of, and we can't play this.
No, The Wire.
The Wire has a scene of an opening. Just type in F word scene, The Wire, onto
it's
YouTube.
It's unbelievable.
And all it is, it's Bunk and McNulty at a crime scene.
F.
And all they do for 2-3 minutes is use the F word when they're putting together a crime scene. Like they walk up and look at the angle of a bullet and they go, F.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, and he measures it with like a tape measure. He goes, F and F.
Yeah.
And it's like 15 different uses of the F word.
That's the only show I think that matches.
That's the best use of the F word I've ever seen, but Succession is very close.
But Logan Roy is all over it.
Yeah.
All over it. Do you watch Succession,
Michael? You don't watch Succession, do you?
I see it on my guide, but I never switch onto it or latch onto it.
You should latch onto it, as they say.
Yeah, latch onto it.
As no one says.
Yeah, but the F word, I mean, we say it in our everyday language. We hear it at home. Kids say it in high school. The N word, of course, a lot of them can't say that, but a lot of black kids say
that's
that.
That's different. That's different.
I don't know why.
It's different than the F word.
Why? I don't know why black kids still use that.
I use the F word. I would never use it.
Yeah, I know you would.
Well,
but
you
I'm talking about black people.
But Michael could if he wanted to.
I would never do it. I just think it's ignorant to say it, even though a lot of black people don't have a problem with it, but saying to each other. But the way this cursing, I mean, people probably say it in confessionals. What's the big deal?
I don't think confessionals.
Maybe not to the priest.
As a Catholic growing up, yeah. I never but you hear swore it in
everyday
in the confessional.
Language. Sitting right having a lunch with your friends, girls, guys, everybody
effing
uses
this,
it.
Effing that.
Yeah, Succession's very good at it.
It's a great show.
Yeah,
it's a great show.
Yeah, it's tonight. Wednesday night's the night that Ted Lasso drops, right?
Yeah, Ted Lasso.
It does drop tonight. You can actually watch it Tuesday night.
Yeah. So I can watch it tonight when I get home from the game.
I'm one behind. I'm right where they got Zava. I haven't seen anything past where they got Zava.
Have you seen Zava play yet?
No, have not seen Zava
play
yet.
Okay, that's the next one, and it's good.
No, I'm excited about that. Yeah, we keep both these theme songs now at the ready.
They're probably the best two shows on TV, and neither one of them on a network. One of them on Apple, one of them on HBO Max.
Yeah, exactly. Let me see here. Oh, coming up, Nita Marks is going to join us.
Oh, and Michael, you can play this too. We're all going to take a golfer to win the Masters. Mm. Okay, and we'll let Anita help us kind of determine.
Sort it
who's
out.
Anita?
Yeah.
What does she
Anita
do?
Marks is
she's our gambling guru. Oh,
she is. You see her on the Daily Wager and all
no,
these
I
shows.
Don't.
Oh, well, Michael.
I don't gamble.
Oh, come on, Michael. No, except, you don't gamble.
Except with me for $1.
Yeah,
$1. We have a series of
except $100 jump in the pool.
yeah, that's well. Michael's
that is,
type of
that
gambling.
That is a wager
that's,
you like.
That's my limit.
Yeah. So we'll each pick, what do you say? Each pick one.
Yeah,
we'll
sure take one guy and
one wild card.
Okay.
One long shot.
Okay.
And we'll get some thoughts from Anita. She mentioned a golfer last week. I have no idea who it even is. Her long shot. It was like Louis Tweeden or something. Louis Tweeden?
Never heard.
Is that somebody?
Louis Oosthuizen?
Maybe Louis Oosthuizen.
He's Sounds a good right. player. He's won it before.
Has he?
Yeah, he's got a green
Louis
jacket.
Tweeden.
Louis Tweeden.
Or maybe he's got a British show. He's won a major. I don't know if he's won the Masters.
That's the only golf tournament I actually will watch.
Really?
Yeah, I like it because I love the tradition.
Michael and I are... we can't watch it the final on Sunday.
Why not?
The Lakers tip at 12:30.
Oh, yeah.
Don't we have a TV?
Well, I wasn't going to say.
See, we put it on the
Clay Thompson Warriors TV.
Exactly.
I love mocking the Masters because they're so self-serious. Oh,
yeah,
it's like
I know.
Dogwood Lane and Magnolia Boulevard and
somebody asked
Cappy's
me, do you think these bird noises, do you think they add to them or do you think it's actual gnat sound?
Come on.
They got to be adding to it, right?
They're adding to it. 100%.
Artificially enhanced.
Yes. All right. Nita Marks joining us next. We'll get her thoughts on the Masters and tonight's Lakers-Clippers game. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh, one of the great movie scores of all time.
Well, is this from a specific James Bond movie
no,
or
like
any
this.
Of them?
This is the overall theme that they use in every James Bond movie.
Because what they
movie.
Do is they hire a famous person to do an original song
Correct.
For all the opens.
Correct.
You know, and they've recently used Adele and Sam Smith and some, you know.
This is the actual James Bond theme written by Monty Norman. Yesterday was National Film Score Day, so we're playing scores today. Is Anita ready? Is Anita ready? Anita, I've just put in my iCal. Tomorrow night, Anita is on here on 710 ESPN. Anita, what's going on?
It's Masters Week. That's what's going on.
Yes.
So now you're a big gambler, Anita. Michael Thompson, who's with us today, and I have a bet. It's $1. Big money, Anita. We always bet $1 whenever we disagree on anything. Michael is convinced Tiger will not make the cut. I'm convinced he will because he always makes the cut. Who's on the right side of that bet, in your opinion?
Yeah, he's made the cut 23 out of 24 times that he's teed up here. The only time he missed the cut was in 1996.
Yeah.
Listen, he's going to make the cut, guys. Nobody knows. Here's when doing, you know, the deep dive in regard to analytics and what these dudes need in their bag in order to win at Augusta, one of the most important things is course knowledge. And nobody knows this course as well as Tiger Woods. Okay, he knows exactly where he needs to aim the ball on the greens and what exactly that ball is going to do once it reaches there. Nobody knows Augusta as well as he does. So do I have Tiger making the cut? Absolutely. Now, what happens on Saturday and Sunday when weather conditions become horrible, right? Torrential downpour.
Yeah, what is that what it's going to be? It's going to be a hard rain on Sunday?
So it's interesting. There's a few reports out there. There's some reports out there that the rain is going to get bad on Friday afternoon, which means the dudes that have the late Friday afternoon tee times, they're going to be in some big trouble. And there's some big names, Shoffley, Justin Thomas, guys that I actually have doing extremely well, who could run into that. But then there's some other reports out there that rain is not going to start until late on Friday night, and therefore the top 50 make the cut, and now everybody's going to, like, it's supposed to, Saturday is supposed to be now supposed to be the worst day, and everybody's going to have to really deal with that. So there's just mixed reports out there in regards to the weather conditions. More importantly than the rain, it's the temperatures. And so when temperatures get low, Tiger gets tight. And so, you know, does he finish in the top 40, top 30? I don't know. But does he make the cut? Heck yeah, he's going to make the cut. So
what say you, Michael Thompson?
On him making the cut, he's going to make the cut.
I don't think so, because his body can't hold up anymore, man. The guy walks, and his leg is so messed up after 18, 30 holes or something. It just looks like his body's just wearing out even after 30 holes.
Well, again, that's why I'm with you on Saturday and Sunday, right? But Thursday and Friday, here's another thing. Tiger is looking to make the cut for the 23rd time. If he does that, he will tie both Gary Player and Fred Couples. And we know he's such a historian. You know, his main goal in life was to outdo Jack to win the most majors. We know that's not going to happen. I think he's trying to do as much as he can in regard to the records that are out there on the PGA Tour. And this would be a big one for him to make his 23rd cut.
How many people actually wager on golf, like compared to other stuff?
I think people wager more on the majors because we're talking about it. Like, you know, I'm on Daily Wager in about 45 minutes. Shameless plug, not so shameless, ESPN2. And we're leading with the weather at the Masters,
right? Because everybody's going to watch it. Yeah,
the NBA slate tonight. Well, you know, we're getting close to hockey playoff. Like, that's what we're leading with. So I would imagine, you know, because it's such a hot topic and it's a major and the LIV players now in the same clubhouse.
LIV versus PGA.
I think because it's so front and center. I think a lot of people wager on golf, but not as much as, you know, the NCAA tournament, not as much as March Madness, not as much as the NFL, you know, but I do believe that more people gamble on the majors than any other, like, regular tournament.
Who is the hottest golfer coming into the tournament, and does that matter at the Masters?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's Scottie Scheffler, guys. I know I'm not breaking news here. You know, dude's just been crushing it. He's unbelievable, and I would even go so far to say that Scottie Scheffler this season is playing as good of golf as Tiger was in his heyday and in his prime. That's how
okay,
good.
But Anita, if it comes down to final group on Sunday, mm-hmm. and it's Scottie Scheffler and Jon Rahm and they're tied, who would you bet on?
Scottie Scheffler.
Rahm has been just as good as Scheffler, don't you think?
He has. My thing with Rahm is his driving accuracy. You know, a lot of times he grips it and rips it, and all of a sudden, you know, all you hear is four.
Right. Yeah.
Four, watch out. Like, you know, and then, yeah, is he a good scrambler? Yeah. But that's the, his putter, his flat stick has been good this season. But the one thing that I just don't, that just doesn't sit well with me is him, his driving accuracy off the tee. And I think that might catch up to him.
Anita?
This weekend.
On the bus the other day, John Ireland, myself, and Bill McDonald, who is an avid golfer, addicted golfer like Ireland, were arguing about which major is the most important to win and which major most golfers would want to win. And you could put yourself in this, too. If you were a man and you were on a tour, I said the most important major, I think, for the guys to win is the Masters. Ireland thinks it's the British Open. Billy McDonald thinks it's the Masters, too. What do you say?
Yeah, I think it's the Masters, hands down. I mean...
And for you, it would be that, too?
Yeah, this is it, man. This is it.
Well, you know, there's a, like, Michael, like, there's a women's Masters now. There's a,
yes, yes, there is.
So they, yep, they play. Yep. Okay,
and
so
the women were in your neck of the woods this past weekend. LPGA was in LA.
Right. And, you know, some of those golfers aren't, I mean, those LPGA golfers are insane. Mm-hmm. I mean, are just dialed in, like, they just don't make any mistakes.
You know why I like watching LPGA golf? Because they play, like, the majority. So by the way, I'm an avid golfer.
Yes.
Right. But I play with men because I like to gamble. I don't play as well if I'm not gambling when I'm golfing. And majority of women don't like to gamble. So I really don't play a lot of golf with women. Mm. I play a lot of golf with men. And I tend to find that when I'm watching the LPGA players play, like I'm watching them reach in their bag and they're 150 out, they're 175 out. They're reaching for the clubs of like a lot of the dudes I play with, right? Like their distance. So for a lot of guys out there who are like, oh, I'm not going to watch ladies golf. Well, you know what? You should, because their game is very similar to yours in regard to distance. And it's really interesting to see how they, their thought process and how they approach a hole.
Anita, let me ask you a question. I hope this doesn't offend you because as a woman, but when it comes to the LPGA, and I love the LPGA. I watch it all the time too. But if you know who Paige Spiranak is, right? Golf influencer. She's a good golfer. If she was good enough to be an LPGA player, what kind of impact would she have on the league, on the tour?
So in other words, she would be like an Anna Kournikova, right? Anita. She would be somebody
who would be
on the cover of magazines.
Right.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And by the way, Anna Kournikova made the most money, made more money than Steffi Graf. Okay. Made more money than, I wouldn't say Serena, but
Monica Seles. Most of the women of that era, because she had so many endorsements.
Never won a singles tournament. Won a singles tournament.
Right.
How about that? Yeah. And why? Because she was absolutely gorgeous and sexy and wonderful. And
Mace, you know how this relates to poker? Because you and I like to play poker.
No.
If you get ace, king, AK, that's Anna Kournikova.
Ah.
Looks great, never wins.
Yeah.
All right, so Anita, what we're going to do here is we're all going to pick like a person we think is going to win and a long shot.
Yes.
All right, and then you can tell us what you think of the picks. Bergman, you got two?
I do have
who's
two.
Who's your person that's going to win?
The person that's going to win is going to be Rory McIlroy.
And then who's your long shot?
Well, it's not really a long shot, but I'm going to go Max Homa.
No, that's a good one. Yeah, Anita, good. What do you think?
I like Max Homa over Rory, to be quite frank. Listen, I think there's just so much pressure on Rory, and a lot of people are rooting for him because he wants to complete that Grand Slam, right? I just think it's a lot of pressure on him. I think, and Rory has been playing great. Look, if you watched him in the Dell match play the other day, 2 weeks ago, you know, obviously he beat Scottie Scheffler in that playoff. So his game is on point.
That was the third place match, right, Anita?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That was for third place.
Yeah.
So I think there's something about Augusta that just doesn't fit his game. And I think it's just he puts so much pressure on him because he wants to complete that Grand Slam. But I do like Max Homa a lot. I like your Max Homa play more than I like your Rory play, Greg.
Okay. I'll go because I'm not taking one of the favorites. I'm not taking Scheffler. I'm not taking Rahm.
Okay.
Anita, am taking Justin Thomas to win it because he's never won there. And I think he's due. And then my backup is Shane Lowry. And I'm just picking him because he's from Ireland. What do you think of those two?
So Justin Thomas is my pick to win.
Really?
So obviously I've got him at 20-1. I'm going to play him always. What does that mean? Top 5, top 10, top 20. When you get into 30 and 40, you're not getting good odds. He's made 7 straight cuts here at Augusta. His worst finish was at 21. He's in really good form. Two of the tournaments that I do look at in analogy in regard to like if guy plays well on this course, he plays well at Augusta. That's Riviera and Kapalua. And he leads the tour in strokes gained around the green this season. I'm with you. I like Justin Thomas a lot. In regard to Shane Lowry, again, because of the weather conditions, if Shane makes it, if he makes the cut, which I think he can, and he makes it into Saturday and Sunday, I think he could, if the weather conditions are supposed to be as bad as what they're reporting, I think he can make some noise. He's one of the best players in bad weather.
All right, Michael, Anita, two golfers.
Anita, if he's there, I'm going to pick one. If he's there, I hope he qualified for the Masters. He's had a pretty good year, so I hope he's there. And if he is at the Masters, I am picking Michael Thompson to win.
I don't think he is. I don't think he qualified.
He might be. Is he in the field, Anita?
I don't think he is.
Ah, I think you got to. Ah, yeah, but
I love it when I hear his name on top of the leaderboard.
Yeah, New Zealand, right?
Yeah.
Mace, who you got?
I'm going to use a little onomatopoeia here. You know what onomatopoeia is?
No. What?
Words that sound kind of alike.
Yeah, I know. It's an alliteration.
So I'm going to go Scheffler and Schauffele.
Ooh, that's not a bad team there, Anita. What do you think?
No, not at all. I mean, Scottie Scheffler, like I said, you know, he's playing the best golf this season. He's the favorite to win. I want to say 7-1, 5-1, something like that. His game has been ridiculous. And what I love about him, there's no ups and downs, right? It's like he eagles a hole, he's ho-hum. He bogeys a hole, he's ho-hum. He's kind of like Eli Manning, right? And I think that's really important in this type of environment when you're talking about the biggest and the best major of the season. In regard to Schauffele, he's my second favorite. I've got Schauffele finishing in the top five and top 10. He had a second place finish here back in 2019 when Tiger won. He was chasing down Decky the year that Decky won. He finished third. And here's let me leave you with this, okay? He leads the tour in proximity from 150 to 175 yards out. This is a second shot golf course. And you want, if you're watching this week and this weekend, make sure you're watching whatever on digital, whatever ESPN Plus, hole number 13. It's the Azalea hole.
The par five.
The par five. It's been extended 35 yards. This is where a lot of guys say that the green jacket is won or lost. And
because
so
you, if you go
you,
for it in two, the whole front of that green has a creak. So if you don't nut it, then
so you're right. Guys that are long off the tee, like you know, I'm definitely another guy that you guys didn't mention is Tony Finau. But Schauffele, because he's so great with his long irons, he's going to have an advantage on 13, where he's going to be able to go for the green in two. And then he'll be able to eagle putt. A lot of guys aren't going to do that this season with them extending at 35 yards. They're going to lay up and then they're going to come in and they're going to try to putt for birdie as opposed to going for the green. There's only going to be a few select guys that are going to be going for the green on 13 and two. And Schauffele's going to be one of them.
Jorge, you got two. Who are you going with?
Yeah, Will Zalatoris and Colin Morikawa.
What do you think? Zalatoris and Morikawa.
Yeah, so I love Colin Morikawa. He's
nobody
one
took
of the best ball strikers.
Wow.
If not ball striker on tour, and again, that's what's needed. He's got experience here. I think he does well. My only thing, I love Willie Zalatoris. I loved him his rookie season. I was the first one on him. I won so much money with him making cuts in his first season on tour. It was ridiculous. I was able to go out and buy a few pairs of shoes. But his back issue has been a thing. Okay, and his game has just not been on point this season. I just haven't been thrilled with him. So I'm actually fading Willie Z. Listen, he's going to make the cut, but do I have him winning it? No, I feel more comfortable with Colin Morikawa winning this than I do Willie Z.
Okay, Anita,
listen, wait a minute.
I got to ask a question.
No, fine. Anita, go ahead.
Well, it's more about you, Anita. What is your handicap and what's the best part of your game?
So it's interesting. I'm born and raised in Miami, so I grew up playing golf year-round. And I moved to the Northeast, I don't know, like 17 years ago. I lived in Baltimore for 4 years. I've been up here in New York for 13 years. And so it's seasonal golf. So we really can't start playing golf until mid to late April. And then I have to stop playing golf when football starts just because I don't have time to play golf after that. But typically, you know, we can play sometimes into like late October. So I'll start playing, you know, like in mid-April, I'll start playing. And I'm probably about a 14 handicap. Ooh. But then when the season ends, I get down to like a 10. Mm. And I don't want to stop because now I'm playing so well.
Right.
And I'm winning
You got to move
right?
back to Miami.
So it's different for us here in New York. You know what I mean?
That's like the best part of your
game.
We're
not blessed like you guys are in LA where you can play year-round. So I start as like a 14. I end as a 10. Which, by the way, guys, just a reminder, we started On the Tee with Anita Marks, our golf show, last Sunday. And if you listened, I mean, I told you to take Corey Connors to win, and you could have gotten him at 7-1, and sure enough, it paid off.
There you
so
go.
Another reason to listen to On the Tee this Sunday morning at 7 a.m.
Okay, so 7 a.m. Sunday, tomorrow night, 7 p.m., right? Oh, 8 p.m., sorry
correct.
About that, 8 p.m. All right, hey, Anita, great talking to you as always. Enjoy the Masters.
Yeah, good luck this week, guys. Enjoy.
All right. Hey, thanks. So what do we get if we win? 25 grand 25 mythical money?
25 grand mythical dollars.
Okay.
25 grand.
All right.
25 grand.
Mythical dollars. Why don't you guys bet real money?
Because.
We don't have $100,000.
Wouldn't it be fun just have like $25? I'm talking about like 25 cents, dollar here, dollar there. Wouldn't that be fun?
We're betting mythical money. Jorge's leading the way. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN. National Film Score Day. I don't know this one.
Yes, you do. Stop it.
John Williams, right? It's John Williams. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
is wrong with you?
Isn't it Jurassic Park?
Nope.
Nope.
Wow, Mace.
You know this one, John?
Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Nope.
No, it's not.
You guys
Raiders
are terrible.
Hold on.
Bad News Bears.
No.
Well, it's E.T.
Nope.
What is it?
What is wrong
Back
with
the
you
future.
Two?
Back to the Future.
Alan Silvestri.
Alan Silvestri.
Yeah, he's on Castaway. He's on Avengers, I think.
Good Alan Silvestri. Yeah. Shout out. Yeah. It's National Film Score Day, so we're playing Name That Score.
Well, yesterday.
By the way, it was yesterday, but Morales wouldn't play along.
Chat fight.
All right, so I'm trying to chat fight as best I can on our YouTube channel. Why is nobody engaging me in a chat fight? Are they afraid? Are they
yes.
soft? What?
Chat fight.
Yes, they're afraid because you're the talent, so they're like, oh, we can't say anything mean to him. He's going to get upset.
I'm using
they're afraid
all caps.
To.
I see. Cardi Mace is because I'm wearing a cardigan. That's why it is. Cardi Mace.
Chat fight.
That's a good one.
God,
actually.
Those are soft.
Yeah, that's a real soft.
I mean, really, go after him. He's there to fight with you.
I'm here
fight
to fight
with him.
I'm here to fight.
Ridiculous.
All right. By the way, a lot of people, Michael Thompson, we don't need to know that much about Anita Marks.
What? Really?
Yeah. A lot of people on the YouTube, we don't need to know that much about Anita.
I mean, she talks a good game of golf. I just want to know what kind
of
golfer she is.
What's the strength of her game? What's the weakness of her game?
Oh, come on. What's wrong with your listeners?
Okay. Hey.
This is misogynist.
Michael, do you know?
It's not misogynist.
Yes, it is.
Hey,
no, it's
not.
Did you put that Stephen A. Smith thing in there?
Yes.
Okay. So, Michael, do you know who Megan Thee Stallion is?
Yeah, I know she is.
Okay. A very fine performer, Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion. When they get together, it is a regular...
Didn't they sing that WAP stuff?
WAP.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. So, she threw out the first pitch. Megan Thee Stallion threw out the first pitch at an Astros game this week. And there's an infielder named David Hensley that caught her first pitch. And after he caught the pitch, he went out to give her the ball... And he went right hand low. Well, you know, Megan Thee Stallion has a very famous derriere.
Yes, she's known for it. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
it's one of her
and
trademarks.
And Stephen A. Smith
derriere
decided he wasn't having it. Here's my new favorite Stephen A. rant.
But the one thing I walked away from, and I forgot the guy's name, but he had his hand on her backside. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. He could did it quick, but he ain't supposed to be touching her like that. He ain't supposed to be touching her like that. If I was her man, I'd have had a problem with that. I'll tell you that right now. I'm just saying. I understand, but that was naughty. He shouldn't have done that. Keep your hands above waist, around the middle of the back, or the upper back. I think that's safe. The lower you go, the lower you seem.
All right. Yeah. Michael, what do you think? Lower you seem is if I gave Megan Thee Stallion a love tap on her butt, am I out of bounds?
Did she slap your hand away?
No.
Did she offend it?
No.
And if she don't mind, then that shouldn't be Stephen A. shouldn't mind.
I wouldn't necessarily do it. No, I would do it.
But if it doesn't offend her, Stephen A. shouldn't be offended.
It reminds me of a famous story when I sang the national anthem at Dodger Stadium. The owners were Frank and Jamie McCourt. And after I sang,
there is no video evidence of this, by the way.
She patted me on the ass.
Were you offended?
No.
And then right after that, she left Frank.
Exactly. Right after that. Right after that.
I wouldn't do it, but maybe they know each other. Maybe they were talking before. Who knows?
This just came up on the chat. I look like a sleepy high Brian Dutcher.
You kind of do.
Yeah, I do have a Brian Dutcher.
Well,
you
know the connection between Brian Dutcher and Michael Thompson, don't you?
No, what is it?
You don't know?
No.
Don't you pay attention?
Not much.
You didn't even watch the Women's Final Four, huh?
I did not watch the Women's Final Four.
That's unbelievable.
I was
Everybody
oh
else
God,
was.
Michael,
I don't have time
attention.
For this.
Yeah, Caitlin Clark was worth the price of admission. She was great.
I'm sure
by the way,
fantastic.
Did you guys talk a lot about the trash talk while we were gone?
Oh, this thing, yeah.
Yeah, I had no issue with it. Did you?
Yeah, it was classless.
No,
it was
she did it. That,
no, no, no.
Caitlin,
it's okay.
Did
I don't
it,
mind
so
if you
it's...
do it. I don't mind if you do it quick. But when you follow your opponent around and the game is that's classless. If Clay would have done that, and Clay. Clay kind of said something classless, and I didn't like what he said after they won a championship. That bothered me after they won it towards another NBA player. I said, no, you don't do that. But to follow your opponent around and taunt him, you don't do that.
What's good for Caitlin is good for Angel. Do I have those names right? I think I do.
Yeah.
What's good those for were right, Caitlin yeah. is good for Angel.
It's different.
What is the difference between Angel Reese walking up to Caitlin Clark and pointing to her ring finger?
She did it for like 30 seconds. That's
and
taunting.
Damian Lillard, every time he hits a big shot, doing Dame time.
He's doing it as he's walking away. I don't mind that.
I think ice in my veins.
I think they're being criticized because
or
they're girls.
Short. No, it's not. It's
too short thing. The too nope. short thing.
I like trash talking, but I like to see trash talking. But when it turns to taunting, then that's going a little too far.
Does it matter to you, Michael, that Caitlin Clark came out and said, "I don't care that she said that. We were just talking.
Ending.
There was nothing wrong with it. I did it too.
I'm sure behind closed
doors. She did it too.
I'm sure behind. No, but she didn't do it.
She did.
She did the thing.
Are we all in agreement that what?
No, it's too long.
Dr. Jill Biden suggested is a terrible idea.
It's idiotic.
That would make you throw a trophy. That would invite both teams to the White House.
Yeah, no, it's stupid.
The runners up don't go.
Runners up.
Come on,
they wouldn't want to go.
You got to win.
Yeah,
you got to win.
Well, unless it's the ESPN pickleball tournament, then you get a trophy. You don't do anything.
Interestingly, no, they won the round robin. So here's the interesting thing, though. Couldn't she invite just Caitlin, since she was the national player of the year?
No reason.
Player of the year.
No, you don't do that.
No, you don't. The victors go the spoils. Yeah. You lose, you get nothing.
I'm not going to disagree. I completely agree that if you win, you go. If you don't, you don't.
Sure.
Yeah.
You shouldn't even get the Western Conference trophies. I hate that kind of stuff.
All right. Coming up next for you. What's up, fool? Bergman's going to throw some stuff at it. Don't forget, still on our YouTube channel, ESPN LA YouTube channel.
Chat fight.
There's a chat fight going on.
Not much of a fight.
I'm the guy in all caps, by the way.
Yeah.
Typing in all caps. People complaining about it. I'm shouting at you because it's officially.
Chat fight.
Come at me. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Thanks a lot, Chris. All right, so I'm going to read you a quote from Luka Doncic, and I just want you to react to it however you see fit. So we'll start with you, Michael, on this one. You there? You ready? Yeah, get right up to the microphone. Perfect, thank you.
Okay. I'm listening.
You're going to talk.
All right, so
I was sitting back waiting for you to hear a quote.
He was asked about his poor defense, and he said, "I've been playing basketball for 3 straight years. 4 weeks in between, it was free. Sometimes it's really hard for me to play really hard on both ends. But obviously, the defensive end, I got to be way better."
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
It's unbelievable how coaches don't hold these guys accountable on both ends of the floor. I mean, I know you're not going to be Michael Cooper. You're not going to be Gary Payton, but you can at least try. At least make an attempt. Larry Bird wasn't a great defender. Neither was Magic, but at least they tried. Clyde Drexler, as great as he was, would have his deficiencies on defense, but he tried by getting steals and being a little bit disruptive. But this guy just stands around and walks around.
Well, good for him that he acknowledges it.
Do something about it.
How about maybe he will now that he's
no,
said
the first
it
thing you got to do is drop 25 pounds, and that'll make you be allowed to play.
Is he fatter now than he was at the start of the season?
He's always been a little pudgy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get in shape.
Great player, though.
Great offensive player. Yeah.
Great offensive player.
But at least he acknowledges I suck at defense.
And then does nothing about it.
Yeah, well, we'll see now that he's called himself out.
A little bit late for that, huh? Should have acknowledged it in October and done something about it. Man, these guys make all kinds of excuses, and then don't do nothing about
Ireland,
it.
Ireland, do you have any take on this?
Yeah, I think that Luka, if he doesn't improve defensively, it'll follow him for the rest of his career. Because he doesn't play any defense.
Right.
I mean, you got to play some defense.
Well, it's interesting.
Like, Kobe and Jordan were first-team all-defense several years in a row.
But why would you call yourself out on it unless you were going to do something
about it? I think he was asked about it.
Why don't you play defense?
Yeah.
And that was his
answer.
He was asked about his poor defense, and the part that makes the most sense is sometimes it's really hard for me to play really hard on both ends.
Yeah, no, that's inexcusable.
Yeah.
Inexcusable.
What do you mean it's too hard for you to play? You're being paid millions of dollars to play basketball.
Yeah. And it's half the game.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Be good at both halves of the game.
Yeah, how come Kobe and Michael Jordan and you know, some of these other greats could do expend all that energy on both ends? Gary Payton, he wouldn't score like these guys, but he would score 20 and try to shut you down. These guys make excuses, and everybody like you guys just look the other way and go, "Oh, poor guys."
I'm not looking the other way.
They have to play 82 games.
We just brought it up on the show.
So hard to play basketball. Right. No, it ain't.
Hit the what's up, fool.
What's up, fool?
What's up, fool?
Getting annoyed with Michael.
I hit it. You didn't have to hit it. Also,
no, I'm hitting it. Also.
We'll do it again.
Chat fight.
Adam Driver is going to be playing.
I'm in a cranky mood now.
Apparently you are. Now's the right time to go after Mace in the YouTube chat. Go. All right, so Adam Driver is going to be playing the Al Pacino role in Heat 2, which is going to be a prequel movie. Michael Mann is back to direct. Do you need Heat 2 in your life, Mace?
I think this is a great idea. First of all, Heat is like one of the really great action movies there has been. I mean, I think it's Pacino and De Niro and Val Kilmer and those guys were fantastic. The idea of a prequel. Now, the one problem I have with it is Adam Driver's like 6'4", and Al Pacino is like
5'6". Yeah.
So the heights don't work. But John, I think a prequel directed by Michael Mann, I'm all in for.
I would watch it.
Yeah.
Heat was that good. I know, and some people say, well, it would ruin the first one, Greg. I assume that's the spirit of your question. Do we need to...
Do you need it?
Yeah, I don't need it, but I will watch it.
I will absolutely watch it. MT?
Did you see Heat 1?
Never saw it. Oh, my God.
Well, I can't see every movie like you guys.
Yeah.
How do you guys have time to live?
Heat. Take some time away from
really
the women's
good.
Final Four to watch Heat.
Although
Heat
just never sleep like me.
Yeah, exactly. That's the trick.
Heat is also about 3.5 hours, so you got to get through all that.
Yeah, it's great, though. It's great.
Jorge, have you seen Heat?
Oh, yeah. It's one of my favorite movies.
Love it when De Niro ditches Amy Brenneman. That's like, I'm out.
Will you see Heat 2?
We're
going
to run off together?
I'm
out.
I don't think so.
Yep. Nope.
No, why not?
No, I just don't want the prequel. You should have given us a prequel before.
Well, why don't you give us? Why don't you watch the first one before you decide if there's going to be
he
a prequel?
He did see the first one, he
oh,
said.
Oh, you did see the
did
first
watch
one.
It, yeah. Yeah.
What's up, fool?
Okay, so I got a little downer here. So I got a friend of mine who's in a little dilemma, and I didn't know how to answer this question. So she dated a guy for like 9 years.
Okay.
She recently got married about a year and a half ago.
To him?
No, a different guy.
Okay.
They had an ugly breakup. It wasn't the nicest breakup. It was kind of ugly.
Okay.
So she recently found out that his mom, or whatever, one of his parents is, you know, in the verge of dying.
Okay.
Like they're about to, like, you know,
the
pass
one
away.
That had the ugly breakup.
Right.
Their
her,
parent.
Her ex-boyfriend, or let's call it.
Got it.
Yeah.
Should she reach out to him? Or is it one of those things where you just leave it alone and it's just like, hey.
I would leave it alone.
Okay.
And it not. If she wants to go to the
she was really
actual
close,
funeral.
Because she was really close to the family.
So unless she should reach out and say, sorry to hear about your mom.
I wouldn't reach out to the ugly breakup guy, but I would reach out, if I had the ability to, the person who is sick. Like, you reach out to persons. I would never go to the ugly breakup guy.
Because then you're just opening up a whole can of worms, so to speak. But the there's nothing wrong with her reaching out directly to the person who's sick or to going to that person's funeral if she feels right. close to him. But I wouldn't try, and because then you gotta talk to him and
make it awkward. Kind
yeah, of? Yeah. It would be super.
Thanks
awkward.
For bringing down the show with the death.
No, that's all I said. I got a downer here. No,
don't yeah, worry, I do it all.
What's
time.
Up, fool?
He prefaced it.
Yeah.
No, I hit the button, Mace.
What's up, fool?
No, because Mace would do it when you were out. He would.
Yeah, no, when you were out, I was hitting the button.
But so. I haven't been out for a little while.
But he got used to it.
All right, let's move along.
John Spike. I stopped and got gas the other morning, and while they were asking for my credit card, they put trivia up on the screen.
Okay.
By the time I went to press the answer to the trivia, it went away because they changed the screen to answer yes or no to take the card or not. It never came back, and I never got to answer the trivia question. Hmm. What the hell is the point of the trivia on these things anyway? And do you ever play any of the trivia that's on these?
You can't press the answer, can you?
Yeah.
No, I don't think you can press the answer.
I don't think you can. It just gives you a timer.
No,
it runs out.
There's a
timer.
Trivia.
You can't press
I think
the button.
You press it
no,
all day long.
You just answer, and they give you the answer afterwards, after the timer goes out.
No, I don't think you can press the button. I don't think there's a press
button. Have you ever thought about trivia? John, I don't think, has ever thought about trivia. Gas station trivia?
No. I pay very little attention to what's going on at a gas station.
Do you remember what the question is?
No, I don't remember what the question was.
Oh, yeah.
Well, it went away too fast. I couldn't get
gas
to it.
Station trivia,
I wanted to answer
Michael,
it.
Well, yeah. I like that kind of stuff.
You'd love, when you go fill up the tank, you want a trivia question?
I love trivia questions.
Yeah, I don't got time for that.
See, that doesn't surprise me about Michael at all. Michael answering questions at the gas station thing, that makes total sense.
You know what graphic I hate is, like, if you're watching a sporting event and they'll say a player just is the third player to do something, and they won't give you the other two guys who haven't done it. You know, that bugs me.
Yeah. Like, come to the gas station.
Yeah, well, who the other two guys?
Yeah. You'll get it at the Exxon.
What's that, fool?
The Exxon station.
So a couple of buddies of mine went to Mrs. Fish down the street the other night.
Okay.
And there's this...
It's a fish, a seafood restaurant.
It's a seafood restaurant.
Underground joint.
It's really cool. It looks like you're kind
of
in...
And it's called Mrs. Fish?
Mrs.
And where's
Fish.
It located?
It's on Hill and Fifth.
Okay. So
downtown
here. Got it.
It was really good, actually. But there's an aquarium above us as we were eating at the bar, which I thought was pretty cool. But first of all, is this necessary that there's a aquarium above your head the entire time? And what's the weirdest thing you've seen while eating in a restaurant?
Weirdest thing I've seen thing. Eating in a restaurant.
As
weirdest
far as decor? Thing. Right? As far as
yes,
decor?
As far as decor. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you ever go to Crustacean in Beverly Hills, which is a really famous restaurant, they have a koi pond running in the floor of the restaurant everywhere
oh,
you go.
Oh, that's cool.
So you're walking, you know, you're looking at fish and, you know, doing all that stuff. But other than that, and, you know, the big new thing now is they're opening all these places where you can, and I have no idea what the insurance would be for these places, where you can order drinks and then throw axes at
oh,
logs.
Oh, yeah, that's a big thing now.
That's a big thing to do.
A lot of people
do.
Doing that. Boss Amanda, have you done it?
No, but I want to.
You look like
oh,
you have
Amanda,
some-
call
yeah, there's a new
call
place
Lisa.
By your house,
yeah.
John.
Yeah, she's been
yeah,
and she loves it.
It.
Yeah,
okay.
She'll
Boss
take
Amanda
it.
Definitely has some unresolved
I would
rage
really
issues.
Like to put pictures of you guys up there.
Nice.
And throw axes at them.
Nice.
That is
I like
awesome
that.
Idea.
Since I can't physically hurt you.
Yeah, but you could there.
But it's kind of like voodoo dollish.
It's like, okay.
Yeah.
So one of our equipment guys, one of the Laker equipment guys, he's a great guy, a guy named Brian. One of the things that he has to carry all the time, and Michael and I see him do this, is Dennis Schroeder plays a lot of video games and watches a lot of film, and so he has to carry around a big monitor.
Yeah.
He can't pack it in a case,
right,
it will break,
right.
So he carries it around all the time. And I said to him the other day, I go, have you ever heard of a rage room? And he goes, no, what is it? I go, well, they have a whole bunch of electronics and you can go in there and just smash them to smithereens.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to get you a gift certificate. He goes, oh, I'll take that monitor in there. I don't even need to provide me with the computer.
Right, right.
You know, Bob. So it's a good idea.
Aquariums suck. I'm just going to say that out front.
Aquariums?
Why? Yeah, aquariums. Because we had an aquarium when I was a kid. And we would go and get fish, like cool looking fish and stuff. And it was a pain in the ass to clean and all that stuff. But the fish seemed to do well. Although we ended up, one fish ended up eating other fish.
Yeah, it's if you buy the wrong one, like those Siamese fighting fish or whatever they were called.
And we could not figure out which fish was doing it. So a couple of fish would disappear. We'd go get more fish. A couple of fish would disappear. We could never find the actual perpetrator, the fish that was eating the other fish, so we gave up the aquarium
poor
business
fish.
Altogether. Yeah,
held him prisoner in a can't in a
held
water
him prisoner,
thing.
Just, yeah,
all I can do
prisoner.
Is swim around in circles all day.
And it's what else? Yeah, I mean,
well, put him out in the sea. Why would you take him out of the sea? Let him rust swim.
Let
free.
Him live.
Get
yeah.
him. They're at the pet store.
Let him swim free. How'd you like to be in a pool and all you
swim
can do is
swim free
in
or die?
Yeah. How'd you like to be in a cage and all you can do is walk around
finding
in circles
Nemo,
all day?
Finding Nemo. Yeah.
Oh my God, Michael, pay attention.
What's that, Foo?
Is that it?
That's it?
That
all of it.
That's your A game?
Every question.
What's your A game?
Shot fight.
It's better
than
your
what do you
A
think
game?
San Diego State's getting a parade for making the final?
Oh, yeah. Parade for making the final.
They are?
Yeah, San Diego State's getting a parade.
Yep.
Starts with downtown.
I don't like it.
And Petco Park.
I don't
good
like
for them.
It.
It's not good cool. for them.
Although, here's
that's
the thing.
That's good for them?
Yeah.
I'll just say this. We're number two. Lakers would never do it.
Okay, let's do that next. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN.